What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 19 of Life Lean In. Man, today, to be honest, this one came from my daughter, little Gracie, two-year-old Gracie. She is teaching me all about growing grit. Growing grit. Grit is that, man, is that intangible of like, man, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna dig in and man, I'm gonna learn and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna overcome. And here's what happens. Gracie, man, all the time, 2 years old, she will always say to me, me do it. And I'm like, as a dad, there's so many things, right? That you're like, man, that's going to create a mess or man, I don't know. I could do it so much faster, whatever it is. No, me do it. And man, I want my daughter to have grit, man. I want her to have that. And man, too many times I'm like, let me do it. But man, growing grit. Do you have grit? Like, do you have that mentality of, man, I'm like, I'm going to take this mountain. I'm going to get her done. I'm going to dive in and get after it. Do you have grit? Man, grit is that thing inside of you that when you run up against a roadblock or you come up against any kind of barrier or something that gets in your way, man, you're going to overcome it. You're going to figure out a way. You're going to keep at it until you accomplish what you set out to accomplish. You're going to get that goal. You're going to do it. So how do you grow grit? Like, I think that's important. I think that's important for every single one of us to be a little more gritty and to learn about how to grow grit. I want to suggest to you that we can learn a lot from a classic book. One of my favorites, The Little Engine That Could can teach us a lot about growing grit. And so I'm going to start with this. Man, the things that get in the way of us growing grit are really the three engines in that story. Now, if you remember that story, the first engine, man, they ran out of gas, right? They were trying to get these toys and food over the mountain to the village to where the children could eat and play with all the toys, and it was going to be fantastic. But the first engine, man, they ran out of gas. Is that you? Have you either run out of gas or maybe you just don't even have gas to begin with? You've got no drive. You've got no determination. Man, you need to grow some grit. Man, the engine number one didn't have enough fuel for the journey. Man, maybe you think, man, I just don't have what it takes. Man, so many of us, we don't have grit because we just tell ourselves, man, I just don't have what it takes. And so we never start. We never try. Listen, what is it that fills your tank? You find that motivation. And part of grit, part of growing grit is finding that motivation that gets you up and gets you going. So you got to find it. Don't be like engine number one that runs out of fuel. Man, that thinks, man, I don't have what it takes. Or you run out of fuel before you can even get to accomplish what you're going after. Keep diving in to find that motivation that fits for you. Are you engine number one? And if you're going to grow grit, man, you can't be engine number one. You can't run out of fuel. You can't run out of that motivation. Maybe you're engine number two. And the little engine that could, engine number two, man, they were too good for the task. This engine came around and like, they were brand new. I'm shiny. I'm put together. I'm too new and too shiny for the likes of this task or to do that or to do this. In other words, you think you're above it. You think you're too good to do this thing. And man, I'm too pretty to get dirty. I'm too pretty to kind of get my hands dirty and to really dig in to accomplish and to overcome. Listen, you'll never have grit if you think you're too good. If you think you're too good or too shiny or too perfect, maybe you think you're just above it, blah, blah, blah. No. If you want to grow grit, man, you got to be determined to, man, get your hands dirty, get your arms, man, roll up your sleeves and let's get after it. Grow some grit. Come on. Engine number three comes rolling in. And all these kids are, and all, you know, all these toys and the food, and they're out there saying, hey, help us get up the mountain. Help us get to these kids. They can have food and they can have a great time. Engine number three was like, I'm too busy. I'm too important. I got better things to do than just mess around with these kids and these toys. And man, I got adult things. I'm too important, man. My engine isn't for kids, man. It's not for that. It's not for this little stuff right here. I'm sorry. Well, you don't have grit then. You don't have grit, man. Have a gritty organization or be a gritty individual, man. You're not too good for anything, man. You're all in. You're gonna do whatever it takes, man. The grittiest organizations, man. I know some of their leaders, man. They'll do anything to make it better. Man, I want gritty kids who won't say, man, I'm too good for this, or I'm too shiny, I'm too pretty. Man, I'm only going to pay attention to the adult things. No. Man, you got to find that why that drives you. Keep it fueled up. Don't be engine number one. Don't be engine number two that's like, I'm too pretty, I'm too good for this. Or don't be engine number three, I'm too busy or I'm too important. No. Grow some grit. Then we got little engine that could, right? The little engine. Man, the little engine says, man, I think I can do this. I think I can do this. I'm going to find the motivation. I think I can. I think I can, right? Huff and puff. And man, that's what Maymay, that's what my daughter, my two-year-old daughter does. Man, me do it. What she's saying to me is, I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. And man, as leaders, man, think about this for a second. First of all, do I have grit? Do I have grit? Am I growing grit myself? And then also the people around me, am I helping them to grow grit? Or am I just trying to do it for them? Man, I think about my daughters and I think about how many times I try to step in and do it for them when really they can learn a lot by trying to do it themselves. Oh my goodness. I can get in the way of even helping my daughter to grow grit, even at the age of two, when she's saying, Daddy, me do it. All right, Maymay, you go, girl, you get after it. And Maymay's like, I think I can. And I need to be that parent that says, I know you can. Come on, you can do this. Are you too good? Listen to me. Are you too good to serve others? Are you too important to kind of step off your pedestal and to get dirty and man, to overcome some of these obstacles? Do you need to find that motivation? Man, I'm not going to run out of fuel for the task or the thing that's in front of me. I want to leave you with two things in this particular episode about growing grit. And it's really two things that will help you to continually grow grit in your life and to help you to grow grit in the people around you. Number one, don't just do the easy things. Man, don't just look for shortcuts and man, go after the mountains. And once you get over the mountain, go after another one. Man, this is what develops grit. Man, it's looking out at something you think, man, I probably can't accomplish this unless I really get after it. Maybe I got to learn some stuff. Maybe I got to get around the right people. But man, go after a mountain. Don't just do easy things. Man, do something that might be uncomfortable for you. Do something that, man, it's going to take you to go to the next level. Man, I think I can. Man, you huff and puff, you get after it. And once you get over it, you'll realize, man, I put so much work into this. I mean, I worked hard and I accomplished it. And you realize, man, that grit of getting up that mountain. And once you got over it, you realize, man, I can do this, right? The little engine that could, it says, I knew I could do it. I thought I could. And then you realize, I can do this. So get over that mountain. And once you get down, you go after another, developing grit. The second one is stay fueled up. Man, keep that motivation. Man, sometimes taking that mountain means that you're taking small, decisive steps every single day, that you're marking the progress. Man, too many of us, the thing that destroys grit in our lives is we try to take it all at once, and then maybe we feel defeated, and we fall back, and we're like, man, I got nothing done. So, man, just go after it, inch by inch, mile by mile. You take it one step at a time. Also, preparation is huge. Man, if you see that mountain, if you see that task, you see that dream that you want to go after, if you're going to develop grit, it might take a little preparation to get started. I want to share with you a great quote. President Abraham Lincoln put it this way. He said, if I'm going to chop down a tree, I know it will take me 6 hours to chop that tree down. I'm going to spend the first hour of the six sharpening the axe. He's going to take the first of the 6 hours, the first hour, completely in preparation for the task ahead. So if you see that mountain that you're going after, you're going to develop grit through the process. Man, take a moment to prepare the way. What is this going to take? Who do I need with me? And do you have a mountain? Man, do you have a mountain to conquer? And if not, find one. Find one. If you don't have a mountain in your life right now, if you don't have a mountain in your work right now, find one. Take a minute to prepare, sharpen the axe, then get after it. One chop, one step, one moment at a time. Track your progress. What engine are you? Are you engine number one? You just don't have the fuel. You don't have the motivation. Are you engine number two? You're too pretty. I'm too new. I don't know. Maybe I don't have what it takes, or I don't want to get dirty. No. Are you engine number three? Man, I'm too busy. I'm too important. I got better things to do. I got adult things to do. Man, be like engine number four, the little engine that could. I think I can. Assign that mountain. Go after the mountain. And if it's too easy for you, it's not big enough. So get after it. Prepare the way. Take a moment to prepare the way. What engine are you? I would love to hear. In your workplace, what engine are you? In your family, what engine are you? What engine are the people that you lead? Your kids, are you helping them to grow grit? Man, I'd love to hear what engine you are. Share it with us. What mountain are you going after? Man, we want to cheer you on. I want to cheer you on towards accomplishing that thing that you think might be impossible. But you're going to grow grit along the way. I believe in you. You can do this. And every time that you conquer that mountain, you will get grittier and grittier. And you will realize after you get after it, I thought I could. And here's what it is. I know you can. So get after it. Let's go. Man, if this is helpful, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Share this with a friend if you think that will help them. Hit subscribe wherever you digest this content. And remember, nobody is perfect. I'm not perfect, but we can get better. We can get grittier. So never stop learning, never stop growing, and keep leaning in.